This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll in South Africa's unrest rose to 117 on Thursday as the country called up its army reserves in a bid to stop looting that has stoked fears of shortages and dealt a crippling economic blow. A government official says Johannesburg, South Africa's economic capital, is now relatively calm, while a southeastern province, the epicenter of the violence, quote, remains volatile. He says the defense, security, and police ministers and top army generals were dispatched there to assess the situation and oversee the expanded deployment of security forces. The government said a day earlier it would call around 25,000 troops to tackle the emergency, 10 times the number that it initially deployed. South Africa's consumer goods regulatory body estimates that more than 800 shops have been plundered. At least 2,200 people have been arrested during the unrest. The World Health Organization warned Thursday, quote, more dangerous variants of COVID-19 could tear across the world as global infections soared to 500,000 daily, largely driven by the fast-spreading Delta strain. The WHO's emergency committee said in a statement, quote, the pandemic is nowhere near finished. It highlighted the strong likelihood for the emergence and global spread of new and possibly more dangerous variants of concern that may be even more challenging to control. The virus has reappeared in places long to believe have dodged the worst of the pandemic, with Australia, lauded for its successful COVID zero strategy, facing a resurgent that has grown to almost 1,000 cases nationwide in a month. About 12 million Australians went under stay-at-home order in the country's second biggest city, Melbourne, joining residents in Sydney. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Lebanon's prime minister designate stepped down Thursday, saying he was unable to form a government 9 months after accepting the challenge and as the country sinks deeper into crisis. He had been nominated for the post in October 2020 following a devastating explosion at a Beirut port in August caused by unsafely stored fertilizer that killed more than 200 people and forced the previous government to resign. Donors remain adamant that a government must be formed before they can open credit lines, but political squabbling has repeatedly stymied efforts at a compromise, leaving over half the population living below the global poverty line. The international community, led by former colonial power France, has pledged millions of dollars in humanitarian aid since the port blast, pending the establishment of a government. The Lebanese pound is trading on the black market at less than a tenth of its official value, and the country is struggling to import basic items, including fuel and medicine. Pakistan said on Thursday traces of explosives had been detected during an initial investigation into a bus blast that killed 13 people, including 9 Chinese workers, and now claims a terrorist attack cannot be ruled out as the cause of the incident. Wednesday's blast in northwest Pakistan sent the bus crashing into a ravine. Beijing initially said it was a bomb attack, but later backed away from the assertion and said it would send a team to help investigate after Pakistan originally blamed a mechanical failure. China is a close ally and major investor in the country, and various anti-Pakistani government militants have in the past attacked Chinese projects. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach said Thursday there was, quote, zero risk of games participants infecting Japanese residents with COVID-19 as cases hit a six-month high in the host city. He says Olympic athletes and delegations have undergone more than 8,000 coronavirus tests, resulting in just 3 positive cases. Those cases have been placed in isolation, and their close contacts are also under quarantine protocols, according to Bach. Just over a week before the July 23rd opening ceremony, Tokyo reported more than 1,300 new COVID-19 infections on Thursday, its highest daily tally since late January. Postponed last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Summer Olympics have little public support in Japan amid widespread fears about a further spread of the coronavirus. And the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse by a group of armed mercenaries was planned in the Dominican Republic, according to Haiti's police chief. According to Haitian National Police Director, they met in a hotel in Santo Domingo around a table, architects of a plot. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.